Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 55. The Milwaukee Common Council has approved $47 million in tax incremental financing for the Milwaukee Bucks Arena project. The vote was 12-3. The approval is the final major piece of the public financing package for the project. Current and past owners of the Bucks will pay half the cost of the $500 million project. The rest will come from a combination of state, county, city, and Wisconsin Center District funds. The city share will pay for a $35 million parking structure, and the remaining $12 million will be used to develop an outdoor public plaza near the arena. Under an amendment added to the deal today, the Bucks and the city will split naming rights revenue for the parking structure. The city share will be used for playgrounds around the city. Alderman also deferred action on a proposal to close a portion of North 4th Street between the arena and an entertainment block around the plaza. Marquette University political scientist Charles Franklin was among many observers caught off guard by Governor Walker's announcement he was dropping out of the presidential race. Walker's campaign was showing signs of financial troubles in the past week, which Franklin says was likely a result of growing faster than his fundraising allowed.
And then when the money apparently wasn't sufficient to sustain that, faced a crisis this week.
Coming just 2 months after he officially launched his campaign, Franklin says Walker's exit is a remarkably short collapse for a presidential campaign. Franklin also says the governor will have some relationships to repair in the state as the result of his presidential aspirations. The vacant seat of the late Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Patrick Crooks was draped this morning with his black robe, and the other justices sat in their chairs for a moment of silence. The 77-year-old Crooks, who had announced his retirement, died in his chambers Monday. Governor Walker ordered flags lowered to honor Justice Crooks until the conclusion of his funeral services. It's expected the Kenosha Unified School District will remain the third largest in the state, despite a decrease in the number of students in district classrooms for the annual Third Friday count. 22,261 students were in district classrooms last Friday, down 213 from last year. District spokesperson Tanya Roeder says the decrease was expected because of a noticeable decline in the community birth rate. There were 209 fewer births in 2010 compared to the year before, and those children are now entering kindergarten, which had the largest decrease of any grade level. Third Friday figures from the Racine Unified School District are expected to be released tomorrow. The count is used by the state to determine funding for schools from general state aid and local tax levies. A citizen petition drive is underway in the city of Burlington on change.org, urging Mayor Bob Miller and the Common Council to explore options for improving the outdoor community swimming pool, which is labeled as, quote, a valuable asset for almost 50 years and served the community well with a safe, clean environment for children to learn to swim and for kids and families to come together and have great summer fun.
The problem is that the pool either needs major repairs or it has to be replaced. Now, a planned study fell through back in April for a lack of an agreement with a consultant. Mayor Miller tells MyRacineCounty.com that while a study about the pool is still a priority, it's not an immediate priority due to time constraints and the 2016 budget process coming up. Miller adding that a 70-day window would be required between announcing a referendum and holding it, and that, he said, just does not fit the budget schedule. I'm Tom Cargill, AM 1400 WRJN News.
The Village of Caledonia is first out of the gate with its 2016 budget proposal, which includes maintaining the overall levy of just under $13.3 million, no capital borrowing, and $30,000 for a school study about leaving Racine Unified. It's the first budget plan from Administrator Tom Christensen, who said reasonable assumptions now will be adjusted as the process unfolds. Among the challenges for next year, according to Christensen, will be replacing one of the fire trucks, which is a six-figure purchase.
The engine right next to Village Hall has reached the end of its useful life as a response unit. So I've had to budget some money for that, a little less than what the chief asked for, but everybody has to make some sacrifices in this. But close to $600,000 to replace that vehicle. Despite all that, we are not borrowing anything for capital this year. It's close to $1.5 million with everything thrown in, and we are able to cover that.
The Caledonia budget public hearing is November 16th. Racine police are investigating a shooting incident from Monday night. Officers were called to the area of LaSalle and Albert Streets at about 9 o'clock and found a 33-year-old man had been shot. He told police he was driving through the area when a man slapped the hood of his car. He stopped and got into an argument with the suspect, who pulled out a gun and fired off several shots, one of which struck the victim. The victim said he didn't know the suspect, and police continue to search for the man. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.